Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, May 15th, 2019. I recognize I've been gone for a couple weeks. I genuinely appreciate you hanging with me while travel and client commitments and things like that have kind of made life a little interesting around here. So thanks so much for tuning in. I wanted to pick up, in a way, as a follow-on to something we talked about the last time, which was, you know, how's 2019 working out for you? And what can you do to make 2019 better as you go forward? And I saw this really interesting presentation. Rand Fishkin, who many of you probably know as the founder of Moz.com, he has since left Moz and now has a new company called SparkToro.com. Well, he gave a really fascinating presentation a couple of weeks ago that you can see the slides on SlideShare. And he's talking about how much change we've seen in the way that businesses attract audiences. You know, we've seen the rise of influencer marketing. We've seen, obviously, the rise of AI, something I talk about quite a lot. And we've seen massive, massive changes in the way that many social networks make content available to their users. And for a lot of businesses, that's turned into a real problem because where social has been really effective for many people for quite a while, many companies for quite a while, I think you can also see, you probably see in your own data, many companies also are now struggling with social. And we've talked a lot here about how, you know, Facebook has effed up, as I said, you know, how how Mark Zuckerberg has some real concerns about whether or not social is doing what it should for customers, whether or not it's doing the right thing for users, whether it's doing the right thing for our democracy, right? So, I mean, these are heady times for us humble internet marketers, for us humble digital folks to say, you know, how do we attract our customers in this world? And especially in an age where AI has become so important, where artificial intelligence plays such a big role, I think a lot of people are starting to ask, what good is social? Is social still important for us? Is it still a key component in the way that we reach our customers? And that's a big part of what, you know, Rand Fishkin's recent presentation gets into. And he sort of lays out what he calls, you know, the new playbook for attracting customers. And it's kind of funny because to me, it's sort of an old playbook for attracting customers. It's something that we've seen for a long time. We've really recommended for a long time. And none of this is to say, oh, well, I told you so. We've been saying this forever and ever and ever. It's to say that we can often get distracted by the ooh, shiny factor when we talk about digital. We can often have to adapt and adjust. But as I've talked about before with how Jeff Bezos always asks the question, you know, what won't change? A lot of what Rand Fishkin is talking about in this presentation, and the reason that I think it's so valuable to talk about, is because it focuses on things that really haven't changed that much. You know, So I want to talk about a little bit about what he's laying out, and I want to talk about what I think it means. So first, you know, I want to start with this idea of how your content gets seen on social media, or more importantly, how it doesn't. One of the things that we know to be true, Rand has some great data on this. I will link to others in the show notes. But one of the things that's so important is social networks value content that keeps their readers, their users, their customers on the social network, right? They're not that interested in content that takes you away from the social network. And Rand does a really, really good job of laying out all the different ways that links away from social have been somewhat obscured in more recent designs, in the changes that they've been making to, you know, the news feed on Facebook or to the various products on Instagram or to the way Google displays links on YouTube. And that's really had a big factor. We see the same thing in search, by the way, in the way Google has many, you know, zero page results where the result, the answer to the query is right there on the search result page without the customer having to click away from it. So there's undoubtedly this reality that all of the major platforms who are all ad dependent really need to make sure they keep customers right where they are. And so the content that they tend to share is content that tends to keep people on the site. Now, I'm going to come around in a second to why that's okay and how you can use that to your advantage. But you want to be aware that that is absolutely one of their objectives. That's absolutely something they're trying to do. We've also seen that the average engagement rate on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on Twitter, on Pinterest, etc., have historically been pretty low and are getting lower, at least in part because, again, it's tougher to link away from those. We know that Facebook is putting a lot of effort into focusing on groups, you know, these closed groups and things being shared among friends and family and fans and followers, not things that are being shared by brands and businesses. The way brands and businesses can get seen there, of course, will be with advertising, because that's how Uncle Mark makes his money. But that's okay. That's all right. In many ways, social is coming around, Facebook in particular, is coming around to this idea Jeff Jarvis has talked about for years, about the difference between a public, meaning a group of people you want to share information with, and the public, or getting your information shared with everybody. And so what Facebook has started to recognize, what Instagram has started to recognize, what Twitter has started to recognize, is how do we share things with a public, not the public? And so what Rand promotes is a really good idea, one that I agree with completely, this thing where I'm saying we're coming back full circle to those things that don't change. But I want to offer a couple of nuances. So one of the things that Rand talks about a lot is what I've always called a hub and spoke model, where your website is the hub, is the core where all your content lives, and is the place where ultimately you want to drive your customers, whether those customers come through search, whether they come through social, whether they come through influencer marketing, whether they come through various paid media channels. The idea is you always want to bring them back to your website. The other thing he talks about a lot in this presentation is about email and why you want to grow your list. And there's a really, really great chart. It's slide 48 in the deck. I shouldn't say chart, the really great slide, slide 48 in the deck, where he talks about, you know, the average engagement of a post on social and an average engagement of an email, your ability to retarget, your ability to reach that customer on other platforms, your ability to get audience data, and your ability to outreach to those people directly. And of course, as you might imagine, social tends not to fare too well in those categories, while email tends to fare very, very well. Now, I agree with Rand. I've got a post that blew my mind how old this is, and it's clearly due for an update, but there's a post on the site from 2010, so 9 years ago, where I refer to email as the forgotten social network. And we see this all the time. You know, he argues quite convincingly that 100 email subscribers are better than 10,000 social media followers. And I think those numbers are probably a little skewed, but conceptually, I tend to agree. The two places where I disagree is, one, when we talk about the ability to get audience data, obviously on social, you can only get what the network gives you. That said, what the network gives you in many cases is a pretty good amount. I just recorded a podcast with Steve Zaker for Solo Segment where we talk about how, you know, data isn't a moat. And we really shouldn't rely so much on data, but rather what we can do with that data. So I wouldn't dismiss the data that we get from social networks out of hand because it's somewhat limited. I would say that it's great that we get that data and put it to work for us where we can. The other place I would add to what Rand has talked about, and I completely agree with the hub and spoke model, but I think there's a lot of merit in sharing content, either in full or in part, on social networks. If you have really good content, if you have content that's proving really effective on your website in terms of attracting traffic, in terms of attracting links, in terms of attracting clicks, etc., and if we also know that those social channels are somewhat closed off to search and are somewhat hidden behind the firewall, then there's a lot to be said for excerpting that content or taking a version of that content and posting it on social to drive engagement, on those sites among your friends and family and fans and followers. Because what social's really good for is getting customers to tell a good story about you to their friends and family and fans and followers. It's good for connecting with those who genuinely love you. And if you can connect with those people with really quality content on social, then it's a good idea to build in links that actually pull people over to your site and get them topped into your email and grow your list and all of that good stuff. So social is valuable. It still provides useful data, it still provides useful reach, and it still provides connection with our customers. Is it everything we'd hoped it would be? No. And in an age of AI, do we have some things that we can rely on in addition to social? Absolutely. Should we still focus on things like a hub and spoke model where your website, where your owned digital presence is the place where all your content should live? Absolutely. Should we focus on an email list that we can control and we can grow and we can own? Absolutely. But also remember that social can play a role in helping to understand what content really works, reach the customers you want to reach, and get them to tell a positive brand story on your behalf. The mistake that I think Rand makes here is that he makes this something of an either-or proposition. And as we've talked about many times here on the show, you really do your best when you think of it as an and. It's your own website and email and search and data and social. And when you put all of those to work together, that's when you find out what it's really good for, which is extending the great work that you're doing everywhere else. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. I want to thank you again for tuning in and remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that's timpeter.com/podcast. Just look for episode 246. While you're there, you can click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there to have Thinks Out Loud delivered to your favorite podcatcher every single episode. You can also subscribe in iTunes or the Google Play Music Store or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. I'd also very much appreciate if you could provide us a positive rating or review while you're there. It's really helpful and helps us reach new customers, new listeners, new audience all around the world. As ever, I'd like to thank our sponsor. Thinks Out Loud is brought to you by Solo Segment. Solo Segment focuses on AI-driven content discovery and site search analytics to unlock revenue for your business. You can learn more about how to improve your content, increase your customer satisfaction, and make your search smarter by going to solosegment.com. Finally, to finish up, I'd like to remind you that you can find Thinks Out Loud on Facebook by going to facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates. You can find me on Twitter using the Twitter handle @TCPeter, or of course, just like I talked about in this episode, you can email me. Just send your emails to podcast@TimPeter.com. Again, that's podcast@TimPeter.com. With that, I want to say thanks so much for listening. I really, really appreciate it. With that, I hope you have a great week ahead. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I will look forward to speaking with you here on Thinks Out Loud again next time. Until then, as ever, please, everyone, be well, be safe, and take care, everybody.